Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
The buck stops here. When President Harry Truman popularized that saying, he was trying to express the idea that anyone who accepted a leadership position also accepted responsibility. You can't blame someone else when you're in the big chair. Well, today, the buck has well and truly stopped. It's parked squarely on Governor Bullock's desk, and the question is, what will he do? There are three bills that have made it all the way through the legislature. The Montana Family Foundation supports them, both the House and Senate have passed them, and all that's lacking is for Governor Bullock to sign them. But that's easier said than done. Some of the state's most powerful interests are lined up against these bills, and it's an open question whether the governor will listen to those special interests or to Montana families. The first bill is House Bill 322, the Education Savings Account Bill. This great school choice bill will help students with special needs pay for the educational options that they need to succeed. It also applies to children whose parents were killed in the line of duty in military service. But the education establishment doesn't want these bills to pass. You can bet they're leaning hard on Governor Bullock to side with their union rather than with the kids who need help. The second bill that's waiting for the governor's signature is House Bill 587 by Representative Keith Regeer. We sometimes call this the Skype abortion bill. Modern technology allows abortions to be performed by telemedicine, but House Bill 587 requires that a doctor be physically present in the room. It seems like common sense to most people. Abortion is a serious medical procedure with serious potential side effects. If something goes wrong, isn't it better to have a doctor in the room? But to the abortion industry, this bill is public enemy number one. The bill's sponsors' concerns for the safety of the patient have fallen on deaf ears when it comes to Planned Parenthood and NARAL. Instead of agreeing to this common sense measure, they're lobbying the governor hard, and they want him to veto the bill. Finally, there's House Bill 479 by Representative Alochevsky. This bill revises laws concerning fetal surgery. Thanks to the miracle of modern medicine, today it's possible for doctors to perform amazing surgical procedures on an unborn fetus. Babies that otherwise might have been born with severe birth defects or perhaps not even born alive at all can instead be saved. But sadly, the same technologies that make these great things possible are ignored by the abortion industry. House Bill 479 would require that anesthesia be used when any surgical procedure is performed on a fetus more than 20 weeks old. That would include abortion, and it would require abortion providers to report to the government on their use of anesthesia. But apparently, that requirement is too much for the abortion industry. NARAL and Planned Parenthood are beating a path to the governor's door to encourage him to veto this bill as well. It's time for all Montanans to make their voices heard. You can call the governor's office at 444-3111 and encourage him to sign House Bill 322, House Bill 597, and House Bill 479. Once again, that number is 444-3111. Or if you prefer to contact the governor's office electronically, you can do that too. Just visit our website at montanafamily.org and click on the button for Montana Legislature. You'll find a link there to email the governor. Once again, please ask him to sign education savings accounts, fetal anesthesia, and a ban on webcam abortions. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.